Use your imagination today to fetch a good and bright and strong flashlight, and again, in your imagination, enter into your brain. You'll need a flashlight because it can be quite dark there since it's obviously enclosed and there is no real lighting there unless you bring your own. So go ahead, dig in, enter anywhere you want to in your brain. You can enter through your nose, your ears, or you can literally drill a hole. It doesn't really matter. Just get inside with your flashlight and begin to look around. Isn't it a marvel, the inside of your brain? Isn't it absolutely incredible? You might have needed to bring some earmuffs because, you know, it's pretty noisy in the brain. Those neurons are firing all the time, especially because you're present there with your flashlight. So with your earmuffs on, we don't want you to have any hearing difficulties as a result of this assignment. Look around with your flashlight. Just sneak around and see what's there. And your assignment is to travel around the inside of your brain to find the cranial nerve that affects your speech. If you know anatomy, you can probably find it pretty quickly. And if you don't, you know what? It doesn't matter. Simply use your flashlight and with your intention, find that cranial nerve now in your brain. Find it now with your flashlight. You may have to sneak around some corners, but it's there. Find it. Ah, did you get it? You see it? You might need to turn your flashlight on a little bit brighter to be able to see it really well. What does it look like? What does your cranial nerve look like? Is it pretty withered away? Is it hard and crusty? What does it look like? What's the color? And perhaps most importantly, what does it sound like? Do you hear the firing of neurons just like loud static in a radio? Or is it hard to hear? Do you have to get really close to that cranial nerve to hear any activity at all? What does it look like? Check it out. Depending on what you see in your cranial nerve today with your flashlight, set the intention to heal your cranial nerve. Nourish it now. Freshen it up. Give it a big dose of, how about water? Give it some vitamins and minerals. Give it a little attention. I mean, you're there. You're looking at it with your flashlight. Let your cranial nerve, hey, I'm here for you. You know, it makes a big difference. Your cranial nerve has never been visited by you ever in their life, so it's a pretty big event for them. Be present. Be present to each and every cell that configures your cranial nerve that affects your speech. Be present for your cranial nerve now. Nourish it. Moisten it. See its color become more vibrant. See your cranial nerve become alive now. It's easy to do. And then simply take off one of your muffins on your ears to hear the crackling of the neurons firing. Listen to those firings become louder and stronger, as that neuron comes back to life. Good job. Your work is done. You can now exit however you wish to exit. After all, this is your imagination. This is your fantasy. But let me suggest, don't forget your flashlight. I don't think you want to leave that in your brain. And don't forget your earmuffs as well. You can visit anytime you want, especially if people happen to say to you, can't hear you, could you speak a little louder? Or if you notice they're getting a little bit closer and they're trying to put one ear to your mouth so that they can hear. If that happens, simply get your flashlight on get your earplugs or ear muffins and enter back in and revisit that cranial nerve that affects your speech. May need a little bit of attention. You'll be amazed at how much better it will function when it simply gets a little bit of attention, nourishment, and love from you. Fantasies can be terribly fun. May you enjoy that fantasy for the rest of your life. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery.